Creation Ministries presents Abundant Health for You, the audio tape series designed to enhance physical health. Let us begin with our topic, what's wrong with sugar and dairy products? ...25% of the calories adults consume is from sugar, but for kids it is closer to 50%, according to researchers at Georgetown University, Washington, D.C. It adds up to 1 teaspoon every half hour, 24 hours a day, or 125 to 150 pounds of sugar per year per person. It equals 720 apple pies per person per year. In fact, the U.S. ranks fourth in sugar production, but is the largest importer of sugar among the nations of the world. One lady said, "My children are forever snacking on cookies, Coke, candy, and other sweets, and their father sits at the dinner table eating tubs of ice cream." The average American consumes over 700 empty calories per day, or the equivalent of 50 pounds of flab per year. Three-fourths of the sugar we consume is in the form of prepared foods, such as confections, soft drinks, and the like. Sugar may be listed as the second most abundant constituent of a given food. Ingredients are listed in descending order of abundance. A product may list sugar second, then dextrose, corn syrup, glucose, or fructose, which are all additional sugars. So the amount of sugar in a product can never be determined by reading the label, because sugar lacks vitamins, minerals, and fiber. The human body depletes its own store of minerals and coenzymes in order to metabolize sugar properly. One 12-ounce can of pop contains nearly 9 teaspoons of sugar. Most kids are trained to crave sugar even before they are toilet trained. Americans now drink more pop than coffee. We drink an average of 35 gallons per year per person. Sugar is pure carbohydrate and is considered empty calories. As many as 20 million Americans have carbohydrate sensitivity. Normally, less than 2 teaspoons of sugar circulate in the blood at any one time. With the average American consuming over 40 teaspoons per day, it overstimulates the pancreas to produce too much insulin, leading to chronic hypoglycemia. As insulin causes the blood sugar to drop too much, people again crave sugar, so they end up taking a coffee break every few hours, eating a candy bar, or anything gooey, sugary, or sweet. It is important to read labels because sugar is in almost everything you buy nowadays. Sugar comes in many forms like sucrose, fructose, lactose, maltose, glucose, corn syrup, dextrose, maple sugar, and the like. Almost all packaged and processed foods contain sugar, especially foods in a can, box, or bottle. Most children get their sugar eating habits from their parents or from watching TV advertisements. Those who fail to take time to think and live nutritionally will have to take time to be sick. But why not keep a diary of everything you eat for a week? Then how about eliminating everything with sugar? Try eating foods such as nuts, seeds, raw vegetables, and fruits, which are much more nutritious and serve as good sources of vitamins, minerals, and protein. What about artificial sweeteners? Well, sorbitol is an artificial sweetener manufactured from glucose. It is used as an anti-caking agent, an affirming agent, and a flavoring agent. It is in up to 99% of hard candy and cough drops. It may accumulate in the cells of your body and contribute to disturbances of the nervous system, blood vessels, and eyes. Fructose is not as hard on the system as sucrose or dextrose, as it does not require insulin to be metabolized by the liver or absorbed by the muscles, except for diabetes. Fructose does, however, have as many calories as table sugar, and they are just as empty. Fructose can be dangerous for diabetics, just as any sugar. The fact is, we don't need sweeteners of any kind to have strong, healthy bodies. The next time sugar neurosis strikes, try eating fruit. It is a good, healthy way to satisfy your sugar cravings. What are the side effects of sugar, and how can it adversely affect the body? For the purposes of brevity, we are going to discuss the diseases and symptoms that sugar is a major contributor to. First of all, sugar affects your brain and nervous system. 60% of the glucose is utilized by the brain. Fluctuations may cause depression, anxiety, irritability, nervousness, crankiness, uncontrolled emotions, poor memory, poor concentration, confusion, indecisiveness, hyperactivity in children, nightmares, more aggressive personality, antisocial behavior, suicidal tendencies, mental illness, headaches, dizziness, a feeling of faintness if the meal is delayed, and the most common symptom in America, chronic tiredness or lack of energy, is attributed to too much sugar. Next, sugar affects your teeth. The acidity of the mouth increases 100 times, leaving the teeth ripe for cavities. Sugar leaves a thick, gel-like substance that is sticky to the teeth, which attracts bacterial plaque. The acid causes mineral loss from the surface of the teeth. Sugar depletes the body of calcium, leaving soft bones and teeth. It causes pyorrhea and periodontal disease. The worst offenders are hard candy, which children suck on. Next, sugar affects your eyes. Too much sugar causes retinopathy, which are diseases of the retina of the eye. It can contribute to blurred vision, myopia, and allergies. Sugar affects your heart and circulation. It is a prime cause of heart attacks by changing the behavior of the blood platelets, causing them to stick to the blood vessel wall. It can cause high blood pressure, hardening of the arteries, heart palpitations, and poor blood supply to the heart. Sugar affects your gastrointestinal system. Sugar overstimulates the production of insulin by the pancreas, causing low blood sugar, and sugar makes the digestive juices alkaline. It causes duodenal irritation and creates an environment for E. coli bacterial infection, as these bacteria thrive on sugar. When they get too prevalent, they may perforate the mucous membrane in the appendix or gallbladder, causing infection throughout the abdominal cavity. Sugar can gradually cause an enlarged and fatty liver, as well as a high level of high-density lipoproteins, which leads to hardening of the arteries. Sugar is a major contributor to intestinal cancer, peptic ulcers, appendicitis, inflammation of the gallbladder, and hemorrhoids. Sugar upsets the normal acid-alkaline balance in the gastrointestinal tract. Sugar interferes with the absorption of calcium, magnesium, chromium, and other minerals. It causes a loss of B vitamins and raises the requirements of thiamine and choline. It also interferes with the absorption of protein. Sugar can cause intermittent diarrhea alternating with constipation, and it increases the incidence of Crohn's disease, which is a serious inflammation of the bowel found in children and young adults. Sugar also affects your kidneys and bladder. It changes the urinary electrolyte profile, which results in a greater supersaturation of calcium oxalate, leading to kidney stones. It contributes to urinary tract infections and enlarged kidneys, as well as kidney disease. Other disorders sugar is a prime contributor to are breast cancer, hypoglycemia, diabetes, chronic obesity, gouty arthritis, alcoholism, skin disease, especially acne, allergies, hormone disorders, convulsions. Sugar decreases the body's immune system to fight infection. It elevates the levels of triglycerides and cholesterol. It can cause headaches and is the prime cause of chronic fatigue. The proof of the devastating effects of sugar is well documented. Sugar is classed with alcohol, coffee, tea, chocolate, cola drinks, and tobacco as habit-forming. It is like a drug and should be treated like poison to the body. Sugar is your ticket to trouble and poor health. Your sweet tooth may be the hardest one to pull, but once you do, you will find out that life can be sweeter and longer without sugar. Now that we have discussed the evils of sugar, what is wrong with dairy products? Most Americans, including some vegetarians, still consume large amounts of dairy products. There are reasons why it is a good idea to eliminate dairy products from one's menu. Dairy products contribute cholesterol and fat. Cheese and ice cream are loaded with fat and cholesterol. Studies comparing the cardiovascular status of ovo-lacto vegetarians and vegans have proven that while both are healthier than meat eaters, vegans have better cardiovascular status than vegetarians who consume dairy products. Skim dairy products are considerably lower in fat. However, they still retain some of the problems noted below. Iron deficiency is more likely on a dairy-rich diet. Cow's milk products are very low in iron. Thus, if they become a major part of one's diet, iron deficiency is more likely. In addition, clinical studies have shown that infants consuming cow's milk lose small amounts of blood from their digestive tracts. For this reason, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that infants below 1 year of age not be given whole cow's milk. Insulin-dependent diabetes, type 1 or childhood onset, is linked to dairy products. Epidemiological studies of various countries show a strong correlation between the use of dairy products and the incidence of insulin-dependent diabetes. Researchers in 1992 found that a specific dairy protein sparks an autoimmune reaction, which is believed to be what destroys the insulin-producing cells of the pancreas. Ovarian cancer is linked to dairy products. The milk sugar lactose is broken down in the body into another sugar, galactose. In addition, galactose is broken down further by enzymes. According to a study by Dr. Daniel Kramer and his colleagues at Harvard, when dairy product consumption exceeds the enzyme's capacity to break down galactose, there is a buildup of galactose in the blood, which may affect a woman's ovaries. Some women have particularly low levels of these enzymes, and when they consume dairy products on a regular basis, their risk of ovarian cancer can be triple that of other women. The problem is milk sugar, not the milk fat. Thus, non-fat dairy products cannot solve this problem. In fact, yogurt and cottage cheese seem to be of the most concern because the bacteria used in their manufacture increase the production of galactose from lactose. Cataracts are also linked to dairy products. The galactose, that is a breakdown product of lactose, also appears to be capable of damaging the lens of the eye, leading to cataracts. There are other factors which also contribute to cataracts, such as ultraviolet light and vitamin deficiencies. Many people, particularly Asians and Africans, are unable to digest the milk sugar lactose. Diarrhea and gas can result. On the other hand, they may be the lucky ones. Many Caucasians can tolerate lactose, only to be unable to rapidly break down the galactose which circulates in their blood, possibly contributing to cataracts and ovarian cancer as noted above. Lactose intolerance may be nature's early warning system. Milk is one of the most common causes of food allergies. Respiratory problems, canker sores, skin conditions, and other subtle and not so subtle allergies can be caused by dairy products. The sad thing is that many people never know that their problems are caused by dairy sensitivity. A break from dairy products can often lead to surprising improvements. Asthmatics, in particular, should give themselves a long vacation from dairy products to see whether their condition improves. Like other products from animals, mammary secretions contain frequent contaminants from pesticides to drugs. About a third of all milk products are contaminated with antibiotic traces. The dairy industry slogan, quote, "something for everybody," unquote, takes on a different meaning, doesn't it? Dairy products, despite common myth, do not stop osteoporosis. Evidence shows that the rate of bone loss is largely unaffected by dairy products. Numerous studies have shown that the countries with the highest intake of dairy products also have the highest incidence of osteoporosis, and that consuming large amounts of dairy products simply will not maintain bone density. One out of every five babies suffers from colic. Pediatricians learned long ago that cow's milk was often the reason. We now know that breastfeeding mothers can have colicky babies if the mothers are consuming cow's milk. The cow's antibodies can pass through the mother's bloodstream into her breast milk and to the baby. We have given you several good reasons for reforming your lifestyle in the consumption of sugar and dairy products. We leave with you this final thought from 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Abundant Health for You is produced and distributed by Creation Ministries, Post Office Box 284, Spring City, Tennessee, 37381-0284. The toll-free number for orders and information is 1-800-754-8021.